Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It would say, be not conformed to what? Don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Isn't that something else? Everybody say the word transform. By the renewing of your mind. Everybody touch your head. I tell you what, you're going to be just like everybody else until you choose to renew your mind. And in praying, one of the things I figured, how many want to see a change in your life and a change in your world? Well, you can't get a change in your life or a change in your world. Nothing will change God's way until he changes your spirit on the inside. Then your spirit's got to change that mind. And as that mind is changed, your confession will change. The words that you speak will change. Everything will change. Amen. And then your world will begin to change. Many people want to change their world around them without changing their mind. Look at somebody and say, you need to change your mind. And if you can change your mind, everything else will change. Somebody say, listen, I've prayed about this. I've worked on this. I've had all this kind of faith, but yet nothing has changed. My children haven't changed. My income bracket hasn't changed. The church hasn't changed. Situation on my job hasn't changed. None of those things have changed. But and I'm speaking these things. Listen, before anything in your life will be able to change, God has got to get a hold of your spirit, and your spirit's got to renew your mind. Nothing will change in your world until you change your mind. Wow. I tell you what, I'm ready for a change, and I'm glad God helps us out. It's easy as a different thought process, different pattern. Some say, in your head. I tell you what, there's a way that God moves. Everything that God does, he does it by the spoken word. He creates things, and we receive by the spoken word. God will speak revelation to us, and we're to take that revelation and get it down on the inside of our spirit. You are a tripart being. That means you are three. You have three different parts to yourself that make up you. You are spirit. You are soul, and you are body, and God wants to get involved in every one of the areas of your life. And there are many people that are lopsided, always flipping one way. Some people are just spirit, 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 and can't stand anywhere. Some people are so intellectual that they're just dumb. Some people are just zombies, you know, they just walk around, do anything their body wants to do, anything their body dominated. A lot of people running around hurting themselves. How do people hurt themselves? They walk, they live their life without thinking about anything, without praying about anything, and they run into walls. They run into problems. They make bad relationships. They're going to destroy them later on. Somebody say, body-dominated people. These are people that don't live by faith, but people that live by fate. How do you live by fate instead of by faith? By just letting anything that happens along in the world, you know, just taking all the blows. Well, that's just life. Well, that's not the way it's supposed to be. Your destiny can be controlled when you learn how to hear God and how to walk in the Spirit. So if God's going to do anything for you, if you want it, some people don't even care to have it changed. Well, stay where you are. It's all right with me. But some people are looking for God to do something great in their life, something wonderful in their life. Amen. I need to see some change. And God said, listen, I'm going to do it by the spoken word, by revelation knowledge. And as you get that in the inside of your spirit, some say your spirit is where you can hear the things of God. You can't hear what God wants to do with you until you get spiritual. You'll just throw everything away. Why do we have to work over our spirit to even hear a word of God? Let me tell you what, you got to be in the right spirit to hear from God. You got to be sensitive to the spirit so you can hear what God's trying to do. It's the spirit of man that conditions the mind. And many people want to condition their head without having any spiritual work on it. So you work on your spirit, and you can do that by praying in the Holy Ghost, by reading the Word, and as Brother Hagin and them were saying, songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Well, what does that do? That conditions your inward man. That conditions your spirit so that you can hear God, because you're not going to be able to change your mind the way that God wants you to change it unless your spirit has enough power to renew that mind. So what do? We condition our spirit. Everybody say, condition your spirit. Well, how do you do it? You flood out things. You keep your atmosphere solid with the Word of God. You condition your spirit. You know, it's easy to have praise all day long going on the inside and a good confession. Everybody say, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Well, listen, I will bless the Lord at what? All times. His praise shall continually be on my lips. Why? Because you need to condition your spirit. You need to condition your spirit so you can hear from God. Because let me tell you what, when God wants to do something in your life, He's not going to talk to your head. The devil will get to you through your head and through your mental capacities. Bible says the mind of man is an enmity against God. Your mind, your unrenewed mind, will do everything opposite of what God wants you to do. That's why He had to put His Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Chad was asking me in the car. Chad was so excited because they've been singing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. They like that one song, you know, "You're the light, you bring me joy. You're my shelter from the storm. So let the rain fall down like it did in the upper room." And they heard that word, upper room, and they've been singing it, you know, just maybe they just like the tune. But I tell you what, if they confess those words, it gets on the inside of them. Somebody say, condition their spirit to hear God. What do you mean? Well, they kept singing that song. They didn't know why they were singing that song. They just liked the tune, but they sang it over and over again, and they had that word, upper room, on the inside of their spirit. Well, in the hotel room, they were flipping through the channels, one of them, and all of a sudden, he saw a little special on there. A little special on there, it said, the upper room, and he got excited, and he didn't know why he was excited. What 18-year-old boy would get excited about a documentary about an upper room in Jerusalem somewhere? But it was on the inside of his spirit. So when God put it before his mind, he was able to jump on it because he was waiting for it. There are many things that God wants to speak to you in the natural realm, but you can't hear it because your spirit's not able to discern where God is. So he heard those things because he was conditioned. And you got to stay conditioned because you don't know who's going to come with your blessing, who's going to come with your word, where your miracle is. You're not going to be able to see it. Many people want to see God move in the natural realm. Well, you got to learn how to get God to jump from the heavenlies over to this natural realm. How do we bring the supernatural to the natural? That's what we're talking about this morning. How do we bring a supernatural revelation into what? Natural manifestation. Watering that spirit so you can see the revelation. Many people don't have a revelation on the inside. They don't know where God wants them to go, what God wants them to do. They don't know what's available to them. They don't even know that God is good. Well, I tell you what, when you start to water the inward man, the inward spirit, you'll get a revelation. But that revelation is not going to do you anything until you renew your mind to bring the revelation into manifestation. What God wants to do for you, it's going to go like this. From heaven to the spirit. Somebody say, from heaven to spirit. And your spirit's way down on the inside of your belly. And many of you got the things that God wants you to have already on the inside of you. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And when you hear people teach faith and say, you've already got your healing. I still feel sick. You've already got your car. You've already got your school tuition. Whatever God has for you, if it's God's will, you've already got it. But people don't know how to get what they already have. When God gives you something, he gives it to you on the inside of your spirit. Everything you need, guess what? God's already provided. It's already within you. But you don't know how to take that revelation and turn it into manifestation. That means everything we need for this ministry, glory to God, everything I need to do for this ministry and everything I need to have for my life, God has already provided it, and it's already on the inside of me. But now I got to change my mind, that I might be able to get what's on the inside of my spirit out to the natural. Somebody say, digest it. Bring it out. That's the way God, I just sense that's how God wants to do some things. I mean, you can change something, can't you? Glory to God. Thank God that there needs to be a change. The Bible says, be not conformed. That means people that are conformed to the world, that means they have no ability nor power to change things. It says, listen, Be not conformed. Don't conform to anything the devil tries to set up for you. Don't conform. Somebody say, refuse to conform to what everybody else has got going on, to circumstances. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So say, I'm not going to conform to this. I'm going to conform my world to what I got on the inside of me. And now God's teaching me how to do that. But be ye transformed. Somebody say, transformed. By the renewing of your mind. There are a whole lot of people that are stuck. And they can't change. They expect it just to change, to happen all of a sudden. Oh, it's all, oh, I'm all different. No, it's going to happen through a process of time and through continual renewing. It takes some time to do that, continual washing of the word and doing those things. Everybody that has some stuff with you, some gook or some junk with you that would like to change some of those things, just wiggle your fingers a little bit. I want you to think about the worst thing about you, the worst thing about your world. I want you to look at it and speak to it. Say, guess what? I figured out a way how to move it, how to change it. You speak to her and say, you will change because I'm going to change. If God can change your mind, he can change your world. That you may prove what is good and acceptable, the perfect will of God. How many want the perfect will of God in your daily steps? Perfect will of God concerning your finances. Well, God says, I got plans to bless you, amen, not to harm you, to give you an expected end. Well, if you want the perfect will of God, the word is perfect. He wants you to be blessed beyond measure. Not just what you can cipher through your crooked little head sometime. Well, you can do that when you renew your mind. You can have what is perfect for you. Glory to God. God created man, and he gave him dominion. That's the perfect will of God, that you'd have power and dominion on the earth and reign and live. But you're not going to be able to do that until you renew your mind, because your mind is a place of bondage. When praying about this, you know, I said, well, Lord, we're on this change thing, changing our world by changing our mind. Changing our world by changing our mind. What reference can we give to the people? I want you to go to one more scripture, and I'm going to tell you a little story. And God said, it's just like this. Mark chapter 5, verse 1. And they came over unto the other side of the sea into a country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. I believe this is just a man that had a screwed up head. All kind of junk in there. Who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him. No, not with chains, because they had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Anybody ever had self-destructive behavior? People try to help you out, and every little thing they try to do to help you, you break out of it. I'm going to set up this structure for you, and this will bring you help. You break out of that. Breaking free from everything. You don't want to have any form of control, any form of government over your life. You break out of it. But every time you break out of something that they try to do to help you, you're still in bonds. This guy, he had chains on the inside. He was bound to habits and different things and spirits that he couldn't do anything about. He wanted to be free. And he saw Jesus afar off and worshiped him. Isn't that strange? A demonized person saw Jesus afar off and worshiped God. That ought to say, do you see the same thing? Does it say he saw Jesus afar off in your Bible and worshiped him? That means that no matter what condition you are, God will accept your praise. You don't have to be perfect to praise God. You can be dealing with all kind of mess. You fall on your knees and you still worship God anyhow. God is good no matter. That's how the devil gets over people. People think, well, I can't lift my hands to praise God because I got all this junk in my life. Well, listen, here's a demonized man that saw Jesus afar off and fell down in worship. I tell you what, worship is the first place of deliverance. First thing he did, he saw Jesus and he worshiped him. Just the way he was. That had to be a sad day for those legion that were on the inside of him, wasn't it? Somebody say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continue to be on my lips. I want you to see Jesus this morning. And cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And answered, my name is Legion, for we are many. Everybody say Legion, for we are many. Lord, we need Jesus to walk through the town again and look at some people and say, what in the world is your name? We all think we're perfect. I only got this one little issue with my life, myself. I only got this one little problem. Without that, I tell you what, you need to have Jesus ask you, what is your name? It's one thing when Jesus, because Jesus shines a light on. And when Jesus asks you what your name is, you know what? Everything will speak out. It's like with the Word of God. He is the Word. And the Word gives light. And we got to look in the mirror of the Word of God and see ourselves for who we are. And I want everything to speak. Don't ever hide from anything. When Jesus comes and he confronts your lifestyle, when he confronts your head, when he confronts your mind, amen, you want everything to speak. Who are you? There's a lot of stuff here. Legion, for we are many. And we besought him how much that he would not send him away out of the country. Now there was nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine. What's the big deal about pigs? Pigs don't have the ability to let junk go. They hold on to stuff. Pigs don't want to be clean on the inside. Pigs don't sweat. They can't get any toxins out of the inside of them. That's why they say that the pig is unclean. Pigs are real salty because they don't have the ability to sweat. And that's why they're always rolling in the mud, trying to, you know, they can't sweat. Pigs are very toxic because they can't process things like you can. They just can't. That's what I believe these pigs represent. People that can't let junk go. So I believe them demons say, listen, send us into the pigs. Listen, here's Jesus. And this guy cried out that Jesus didn't worship God. He wanted to be free. Let me find somebody that doesn't want to be free. Let me find something. The pigs are holding on to me for a long time. They just eat, grabbing everything. They don't want to let anything go. He said, send us into the swine. And the devil's about to send us into the swine, and he that we may enter them. And for which Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently into a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000. How'd you like to have enough demons on the inside of you, enough crud on the inside of you to send 2,000 pigs to flight? That's a lot of stuff there. And they choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind. And that's where I read all that just to get to that part. Somebody say, seated and clothed in his right mind. Seated and clothed in his right mind. Everybody say, seated and clothed in his right mind. There are a lot of people that got a lot of junk on the inside of them that don't have the right mind. When you live in this world, you pick up junk, and that would cause the individual not to have the right mind that they need to have. And we need to thank God that we have the right mind, the mind of Christ, the mind that's watered by the Word of the Spirit. You're one of those this morning that might not have the right mind. There is a right mind and there's a wrong mind. Tell you what, your mind controls your atmosphere. Your mind controls your future. Your mind controls many things. A lot of the pain that you face in life is a result of where your mind is being in the wrong frame of mind. And if you're in the wrong frame of mind, I tell you what, the mind of man is an enmity against God, and it will kill you if you let it. And I got a word from God this morning. You need to change your mind if you're going to change your world. Whether you like it or not. The Bible says to change your mind, not because Pastor Rod said so, because the Word says so. that you might be free. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And when the devil comes, he's going to sit on that little crooked, screwed up head of yours. Hey, I didn't come to give you a lollipop. I didn't come to tell you a joke. I came to set the captive free. Amen. And you should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It's not God's will that any man would perish, but that you might be saved. And it's the word of God that sets every captive free. You don't have to die. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to keep screwing up time and time again. You can have the Holy Ghost come in and fix things up and change some things and change that mind. Clothed in his right mind. I believe that's what the Lord wants to do in our lives today. Change my mind, Lord, that it might be conformed to what you want for me. Set me free. Anybody say right mind? There's another man, Mark chapter 14, verse 72. Everybody say right mind four times. Right mind. Right mind. Right mind. Right mind. See, many times we were studying the Bible together up there we had a little devotional time in one of the rooms, and there was a scripture that we studied. It says, don't answer a fool according to his folly. Well, what's a fool? A fool is an individual that's in his wrong mind. They don't have the mind of Christ. They got lots of ideas. Amen, but it's not the mind of Christ. So say right mind. There is a right mind of the spirit, and you can discern the right mind of the spirit and the mind of the flesh. You can discern it. When people are in their right mind, listen, Mark chapter 14, verse 72. The second time, the cock crew and Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, before the cock will crow twice. Notice that he called to mind. That means he must have been out of his right mind before then, and that's why he denied Christ. Mark chapter 14, verse 72. Mark chapter 14, verse 72. And Peter called to mind the word. See, listen, all the time when he was denying Christ and doing all those things that he shouldn't have been doing, Jesus going through all that suffering and all that persecution, and there is Peter warming himself by the fire. And they said, listen, you're one of those. No, I'm not. And he began to cuss and to swear to prove that he wasn't one of those. He wasn't in his right mind at that point. That wasn't the mind that he needed to have. But how did he get back into the right mind? Remember that he repented after this, and he began to cry, and he began to weep. Why? Because he realized he was out of his mind. He was out of the mind that God designed for him. So he called to remembrance the word. Somebody say, call to remembrance the word. That means he pulled down from the inside of his spirit, and greater is he that is in you. Amen. And when you pull out the word that God promised you and what God said, the word will bring you to your right mind. Friends will keep you from your mind sometimes. People that agree with you, misery always loves company. You can always find somebody somewhere that wants to go to hell and wants to mess up and tear something up. I tell you what, that won't bring you to your right mind. Didn't say your brother will bring you to your right mind. Glory. It's the word of God that will bring you to your right mind. And he called to remembrance, and he called to mind the word which Jesus said. So write that down. The words that Jesus speaks will bring me to my right mind. And when you get your mind together, glory to God, things will turn around and be what God wants it to be. After you get this right mind, by renewing it with the Word of God and with the Holy Spirit and walking in the Spirit, you can do this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2. That thou be not shaken. Somebody say, don't be shaken. Don't be shifty and don't be shaken. Glory to God. See, I'm not determined. Listen, I'm going to stabilize my mind with the word of God. Here's another scripture. Even before we get there to 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 2, I like this one real quick. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit, he said, listen, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. Somebody say power. And of love and a sound mind. God has not given me a spirit of fear to fear the things that are going on or anybody in it. But I have the mind of Christ, which will cause me to walk in power, which will cause me to speak the truth and to stick to what God wants me to stick to. Amen. And of love. Love never fails. See, I don't have a spirit of fear within me. I got a spirit of love, and love always wins. And a sound. Somebody say sound. Sound. Somebody say sound. See, that's the problem with many Christians. You know, they can speak in tongues, but they don't have a sound mind. A sound mind. It's not just your spirit, your spirit, your spirit. Thank God for your spirit, your spirit, your spirit. But if you keep working on your spirit, your spirit, your spirit, your spirit is there to renew that mind. And I see Christians, you know, after 4 years, after 3 years, the good word of God's going out there, and they go through the same stuff over and over again. What, is the word not good? Is the spirit not good? Yeah, the spirit's good. Yeah, the word's good. But they don't allow their spirit to renew their mind. You've got to be sound in your mind, or you will always be screwed up, and you'll never change. So you need to confess that I'm going to renew my spirit on the inside by the Holy Ghost, amen, and I'm going to renew my mind and be sound in my mind. Get my head together. Have my head and my spirit linked up together that it's tight. One other thing I've figured out and I've learned. God's given me the process of how things go here by the word of God, by to the spirit, to the mind. Guess what? I don't have to deal with your head. I got to teach the word. Your head is your problem. How you process it is your problem. How you process it, God doesn't even deal with the head. He said, for the things of God are beyond the mind of man. How can you even understand? God's not even going to deal with your head. If you got a problem, you have to deal with. I can deal with the spirit, and your spirit's got to renew that mind so you can hear what God's trying to do. That's why people aren't changing, because we're so tempted and so cautious, amen, to worry about how everybody's feelings. Amen. Your feelings aren't going to save you. The word of God's going to save you and deliver you. It's the word of God. Amen. I'm not afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Me speaking to your spirit, which knows the truth. Your head's always going to hate. If I preach a good message, I hope somebody gets mad. Amen. Because it's out there to offend the flesh. If it's a true word of God, something's got to die. And people don't like to die easy. But that spirit will hear it, and it will renew that mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Don't you be afraid to stand up when everybody sits down. In circumstances, but he's given you a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. He said, God doesn't argue with men. You know, it was one scripture in the Bible that says, come now, let us reason together. Well, that doesn't mean come and argue with God. What that says is, listen, you just come and agree with me. Come and agree with what the word of God says. Psychiatrists deal with the head, which will always be messed up. Jesus deals with the heart. So what you hear from this, you got to receive it in your spirit. You can't receive it in your head. You must be saved. You're not even saved. It's not going to do you any good anyhow. I don't want to clean you up and send you to hell. What do you mean? I'm a pastor. Pastors pastor sheep. Pastors pastor sheep. But I'm a pastor. I pastor sheep. So I'm not out here to make goats, you know, to feed goats. I'm out here to amen, to equip the saints for effective ministry and to have them grow up in God. That's what church is all about. This thing that we're getting on right now, amen, we're going to start to develop you not only on the inside of your spirit, but to develop your mind that you might be able to be sound. Because I'm thinking, how is the devil getting to all these people? The word is good. What is the problem? What is the problem? God said they haven't made their mind sound. They don't have a made-up mind. The saints used to say, listen, my heart is fixed and my mind is made up. Guess what, devil? We're going to develop the saints with their mind, that the gates of their mind would be locked, that the devil can't get in, and they'll be able to stand strong. Last scripture, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2. That thou be not soon. Somebody say soon. So that's the problem with some of us saints. Somebody say soon. Shaken. That means God's give you a revelation on the inside of your spirit. You get that, you start thinking on your head. You know, you hear a good message. By the time you get to the car, soon shaken. I mean, you can shake off. I mean, it would take you 10 years to shake off an offense. 3 weeks to shake off an offense that happened at the coffee bar. Take you 3 years to shake off something the pastor said to you. You can't just shake it off. I can't get over it. But when it comes to the word of God and revelation and truth and the things of God, we're soon shaken. Let me shake that off of me so I can be who I got to be. Just shake it off a little bit. You better stop shaking off the word of God. You better let it sit on your head. So I'm going to say soon shaken. Soon shaken people don't receive anything. Soon shaken people don't grow up. Soon shaken people won't accomplish anything. So say soundness in your mind, not soon shaken. Amen. Not only is it to be on the inside of your spirit, glory to God, but your head, your mind. You got to say, listen, this is what I've chosen to do, and this is what I need to do, and I won't be soon shaken in my head based on what goes on around me. Soon that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled neither by the spirit. Well, you'll be troubled in your spirit if you don't sing in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Nor by word, nor by the letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. So say, Jesus is coming, and we don't need to be soon shaken in our heart and in our head. Get your eyes on Jesus, hear a good word from God, and learn how to grab a hold of it and not let it go. Amen. God not only wants your heart, he said, I would that you would love me with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and all of your mind. God's after your head. It must be renewed. Get a hold of a truth on the inside and say, I will not be shaken anymore in my mind. When you see people get all out of that, they can't come to church, you know, people get all caught up and can't come to church, what's that? That's the result, not of the spirit. Their spirit wants to go to church. Their spirit wants to hear the good word of God. That's someone that, amen, that got off into the spirit, got off in the spirit, but they never transformed their screwed up head. And they will never get it together until they work on their head. And that's a job that they got to do. So you need to get the word on the inside of you enough that even your mind is renewed by the word of God. So say, my heart is fixed and my mind is made up, and your mind will be made up by building your spirit. And that's what all this tongues, all this stuff is about, is you get it all built up. You get it all built up so that it can go to war. And your spirit goes to war on your head. Why don't you stand? Did you get anything out of that this morning? Hallelujah. Say, I will be sound in my mind. And when my head changes by the word of God and by the things of God, amen, my world will change. Those things that refuse to change, they're changing. Amen. Just pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. And I want you just to rejoice that things are changing, that you're changing. Amen. That things will change and things are changing. The hardest thing to move just moved. That was your mind. Amen. Glory to God. And you know what? The things of mind, keep praying in the Holy Ghost. The things in your head, those things are almost impossible to change. Those things are impossible to change. It takes the Holy Ghost to change your mind. But you need to just wash your mind with the word of God and pray in the Holy Ghost and say, hey, devil, you are not going to steal my mind. Amen. I'm going to have my mind, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is the spirit that was in me than my head that's in the world. Glory to God. I can be transformed. I can be renewed, and things will change. In Jesus' name.